Welcome to Life in Business, the podcast for business owners ready to rewrite the rules and create a business and life you truly love. I'm Libby Langley, your host, business coach, Amazon bestselling author, and expert in helping you work less, earn more, and enjoy the journey. Each week, I share straight talking strategies and honest insights to help you simplify, grow, and find more joy in your business. Here's this week's episode. Hello, Libby Langley here with another episode of Life in Business. Today, I'm going to talk to you about how to build a business you love without the hustle. Oh, great, right? That's what everybody wants. And I'm going to explain to you a bit about a sustainable success structure, or the sustainable success structure. This is something that I use in my coaching with my clients, and I'm going to share it with you today because I know it's going to be dead useful for you. What I'm actually doing here today is the start of a little mini series. Over the next few weeks, I'm sharing key building blocks of creating a business that you truly love. So over the next, there's four in a row that I'm going to be doing. So stay tuned. It's very exciting. And it's going to be really, really helpful for you. I decided to be a bit more strategic about my podcast. I can share that with you because I love it, right? No secret that I love it. I really enjoy talking to you every week. I really enjoy sharing loads of insights with you. But I've needed, no, not but, that's it, that's that. And I want to grow it, right? I want to grow it. I want to get a few more listeners. And yeah, I want it to be like a go-to for people, really. And I know it is for you, right? And I very much appreciate that. But imagine if a few more business owners came and joined the movement and realized that there was a different, more fun, more profitable, more joyful way of running a business. That's what kind of really matters to me this year. And so that's my focus. So a small favor to ask of you, if you will, I'd really like for you to share on social media that you're listening to this and, you know, take a selfie of you out walking your dog or whatever you're doing. So many people walk their dogs when they listen to this. I know that. But also, you know, I'm here for the people who are sitting quietly with their cat, right? Because I'm a cat person listening to it. Or in the bath, even. You might be in the bath. If so, splish splash. To do like a 80s styly DJ thing there. But anyway, take a screenshot of the cover of your phone, share it on your social media, tag me at Libby Langley. I'm at Libby Langley everywhere. And tell me what you like about the podcast. That'd be ace. And tell everybody what you like about the podcast. So how do you build a business that you love without the hustle? And what is this sustainable success structure? Okay. The most important thing in any business is not your profit margin. It's not your bottom line. It's not your turnover. It's not the team that you have. It's not how good your marketing is. It's not how many sales you make. It's not how well you service your clients. I know, right? That's really shocking. That none of those are the most important thing. The most important thing are the foundations for your business. And this is the start of the sustainable success structure. You know, when you name something, make sure you can actually say the words, right? Sustainable success structure. So the foundations are you. You are the absolute cementing point of the foundations, right? And without you, there ain't no business anyway. But without you, the business cannot grow. The business cannot service clients. The business cannot make any money or any profit or anything or do any marketing, right? And I don't just mean you being physically present, obvs, important, right? But, you know, you can outsource some stuff. But it's the you-ness, right? And the you-ness is your vision, your purpose, your mission, what you really want from your business. So what is it you want from your business? Why are you doing this? you know, when you gave up your job to start the business, what was going through your head? What was it that motivated you? And that might have changed over the years, right? You know, you might have been in business for, you know, a long time, and so your motivations might have changed. But the kind of what you want from life might have shifted and adapted, right? But the kind of the feeling, the mission behind what you're doing has probably not changed. You might have just lost sight of it, right? If things feel hard in your business, it's because of this. Okay. And this is the thing that I help my clients with day in, day out in my Confidence to Grow program. So, you know, if you need my help, right, come join Confidence to Grow. But the mission, the thing that drives you, you know, the way that you want to change the world, that is the absolute key to a successful business. And it's essential to have these solid foundations. So when I started my business, I didn't have this in place, right? I didn't. So 2011, I had a really good job, really good management job, good career, lovely big fat pension. those were the days. You know, paid leave, more annual leave than you could shake a stick at. And all the stuff, right? And I gave everything to that job. And if you'd cut me in half, it would have said the name of the organization through me, right? And then it became not like that. You know, we clashed on a few things and I walked out. I just walked out, which is, just, you know, it's just, I mean, tell me you've got ADHD without telling me you've got ADHD. I just walked out. They were dead to me. That was it. And I moved. And while I was there, I was very fortunate. I had so much autonomy, which is why I loved it so much. Right? I loved that job. But I'd learnt how to put together workshops. I've done a qualification, a tutoring qualification, a teaching qualification, and I've done my MBA. My MBA dissertation was on social media marketing strategy. I got really, really interested in social media because it was new and it was exciting, right? 2009, I kind of started looking at that. And so I'd done all this, and I'd found it really interesting because it interested my brain. So when I walked out, I had a few weeks of just thinking, okay, that was interesting. That was an interesting decision. Went to Thailand for a couple of weeks, and and then started to get myself into action, really. And I remember so clearly saying to a few people who had their own business who I knew through networking, do you think I can make a couple of grand a month from teaching people how to use social media, right? And that was kind of, that was it. And I remember really clearly it was like, you know, it was like a couple of grand a month. And that was pre-divorce. Life was very different. We hardly had any mortgage. And anyway, that was kind of my decision, right? But in terms of the wording of that, I share that, and I've shared this story before, but the wording of that I think is really, really crucial. And that's why I share it with you, to help you look at the foundations of your sustainable success structure, right? What wording did you use when you started your business? You'll notice when I said it, it was, can I make a couple of grand teaching people how to use social media? There was no, I really, you know, I'm interested in social media, but there was no, this is my absolute passion. I eat, sleep and breathe this. I really care about this. Not even, I really want to make a difference to people's lives. I've always, always enjoyed when I've run workshops or done any talks or anything throughout my entire career, always enjoyed that kind of light bulb moment of when people go, I get it. You know, always really, really, really enjoyed that, knowing I'd made difference. But social media was a thing that kept my brain interested. Can you see how it doesn't quite connect up, right? So I started the business 2011 and was successful from day one, right? I made more than the couple of grand a month. You know, it was over 100 grand within 18 months or so. So it was, you know, it was great. However, the foundations of a sustainable success structure weren't there because I didn't, I wasn't passionate about it. I didn't believe it. Do you understand what the disconnect is there? It's like I was extremely good at it, very well respected and really enjoyed it, but it wasn't my purpose in life, right? It wasn't. And over the years, I kind of fell out of love with social media. I think doing social media management for a few years for people just killed any joy in it, quite frankly. And I haven't done that since 2015. But it, my quest in my business and in my life is to sort of to find the purpose and to unlock what about those early days I really, really enjoyed and really did motivate me. And part of it was learning new stuff. Absolutely. I still love doing that. I learn about anything all day, every day. My brain is very inquisitive, but it's helping people to be better, right? In whatever way that means. And the way that that's manifested itself, and I found that I'm extremely interested in, is business, right? I love business. I love all the how multifaceted it is, how it can change the world, right? By us being better in our businesses, the ripple effect from that is astronomical. And as women, how empowering it is and the good that we can do throughout the world, it blows my mind. And I'm so passionate about that. And that's what drives me, right? And that is an absolute mission there. It's a real purpose. And it's a core part of my foundations for my sustainable success structure. But it took me a while to find it, right? I thought it was in the social media, but it wasn't. It was in the supporting business owners. But very quickly, I realized that social media was just a tool. And actually, it's much, much deeper than that. So I share that because it will help you to kind of reflect on your own experience there. So I ask you again, what are your foundations for your success? Sustainable success structure, for Christ's sake. What's your clarity on this? Where is your clarity on a scale of 1 to 10? What's your vision? What's your purpose? What's your mission? How do you want to change the world, right? And this is if you're thinking of building a house, you know, your foundations need to be rock solid for the rest of it to stand up, which is why I call it a structure, sustainable success structure, because it is, you're building something, yeah? How the right structure supports what you want from life is really important too. So you're building this structure, this business, and the foundations are you and what comes from you, what radiates from you, right? What lights your fire up. And then what does it allow you to do? Or what will it allow you to do? What do you want it to allow you to do, right? I assume that you want time freedom and you want financial freedom, right? Because that's what every good entrepreneur wants, okay? So, but what does that kind of look like for you? What does freedom look like for you? I think it's very, very different for everybody. Because when we talk about freedom, often the thing that comes to mind is, you know, working from a beach with a laptop in Bali. Honestly, I don't want to do that. That, to me, that's not freedom. If I'm going to a beach in Bali, then I'm not taking my laptop. You know, I like to work at my desk. I know that's not very cool or sexy, but I like to work at my desk. And when I'm not at my desk, my mind just kind of wanders and does the big thinking. And then I do stuff on my phone. So, you know, that the freedom to be able to kind of just wander about the house thinking about stuff, that's big freedom for me. And that makes a big difference to the way that I live my life. So you get to choose what freedom looks like. You know, freedom can just be starting work at 10 o'clock rather than getting up and going to an office for 8:30. You know, there's freedom can be as big or small as you want it to be, but you get to decide. So setting up the sustainable success structure for you is the most powerful thing that you can possibly do. So you get to decide what freedom is like. And when it comes to profitability and money, you know, the financial freedom, profitability, again, you get to decide, right? For me, when I first started, I just remember so clearly, in a couple of grand a month, I mean, it doesn't even touch the surface these days. But divorce is expensive, even though it was 10 years ago. You know, and different... Well, crikey, everything is much more expensive, right, now than it was a few years ago. And you'll be the same in your life. You'll be in different phases, right? There's cheaper phases, there's more expensive phases. You know, whether you're with someone, whether you're on your own, whether you have kids or whatever age your kids are, or caring responsibilities for parents or anything like that. You know, all these things make a difference. Big house, small car, house, expensive car, no car, something in between. We all get to, you know, we're all different in terms of what income matters to us. And that's why I don't really talk about money all that often, because it's all relative, right? I think profitability and profit margins is far more across the board sensible advice. Because I'm not going to tell you that $2,000's enough or $20,000 is what you need, because I don't know your life in intricate detail. So, you know, it's meaningless, right? It is not one size fits all, but you get to decide. You get to choose what's the amount that's going to change your life. And this is where the profitability of your business is so important and is a really important next step of your sustainable success structure. It's, you know, in a building a house analogy, this is the walls, right? And so these walls are movable, but they also need to be pretty sturdy. But you can move them, you can add others in, right? Which is why you can kind of change your mind about what you offer or how much it is or how often you deliver it or how you deliver it. But as long as you know what your business needs to bring in for the life that you want, for the freedom that you choose, right? You've got to do some maths on this. You've got to work stuff out and see what makes the difference to you. And it might be £1,500, might be £15,000, you know? But you need to work it out. And then you kind of know where your business is going, right? In terms of the money side of things. So if you've looked at your foundations and you've worked out the you side of things, and then you look at the walls of your sustainable success structure, then, you know, you can work out what it is, what has to happen in order for it to be able to match up with what you want to achieve. Yeah? So powerful, honestly. Actually, just to say to you that, I don't know if you've already downloaded it, but I have a guide that explains this in a bit more detail. If you go to libbylangley.com/guide, then you'll be able to get a detailed like PDF that kind of talks through all this. So go get yourself that as well. And another thing that I want you to think about is joy. What's joy look like for you? What does fun look like for you? What does happiness look like for you? Because again, it's different for all of us. Honestly, I'm really quite happy at home, bumbling about. I find myself really quite funny and I've got my cat and, you know, I'm easily amused like that. I quite like watching telly. I have quite kind of, small aspirations sometimes. I mean, I love going on holiday and I love going out for walks with my husband at the weekend and all of this. But during the week, you know, I'm all right. I've got a lovely view out of my office window. Blue sky's blue today. I can see all the trees. So, you know, that's joyful. I find a lot of joy in very small things. And you might too. Or joy might look different to you. But you get to choose. But you need to know. This level of self-awareness is so, so important. Because until you know any of this, how do you know what you're aiming for? How do you know what your goal can be? How do you know what you're chasing? How do you know what you're striving for, right? Well, you can't really, because you haven't done this work. So sure, you can pick a number and start working towards it, but it's like, but why? And the but why is the bit that really, really matters. The thing that really does matter as well, another thing that really matters, is building a business that you love should be your ultimate goal, right? And again, I say that from experience, right? When I first started out, I built a really successful business and I loved, you know, I was really proud of some elements of it and I loved some elements of it. And it was very dopamine hitting. But it wasn't sustainable because I don't think I had the me-ness in it. Well, I didn't. The me wasn't central to it. I was kind of the star of the business and was known and got to do some really, really cool things. But I didn't have this purpose nailed, right? And so I would try lots of new things. I ran a big award ceremony three times, you know, got celebrity speaker and gave out all these social media awards for social media. And it was really cool, but it's like, what was that? What was that for? I mean, I was a social media, you know, social media was our focus. So it kind of made sense at the time, but it's almost like I spent a lot of time on many, many side quests because I didn't have this inner confidence that I support people to get now in my confidence to grow coaching space. That was definitely missing for me. And like I say, you know, I'd been in business for a year or so, and then I got divorced, and then I, had to buy my ex out, and then I moved house. All this stuff that I guess was part of me kind of finding my place in life and changed my financial landscape beyond anything I ever anticipated. So it changed the way the business kind of had to be or what it had to deliver for me, which was really the jolt that I kind of needed to think, hang on a minute now, I can't keep going like this or I'm going to die. Can't keep going at this pace and this pushing and this, you know. And also you get older, don't you? So that was when the kind of taking a bit of a step back and leaning into what I really wanted came about. And that's how you build a business that you love. It is by doing less and stripping things out and allowing yourself to sit in the weeds and think about why you're feeling the way that you're feeling and kind of accept that and own that and do more of the good bits and reduce the negative bits. But yeah, it's tough. It's really tough. And I went through a lot of it on my own. And not even consciously, you know. And I know that we all go through these things as life changes. But the thing that, you know, one thing that I'm really passionate about is supporting people to move on this journey in a supported and healthy way. You know, not just sitting home crying all the time because something's not right. I laugh, but we all know that. We can all relate to that, right? But being giving this supportive space to people so that I can support through my own learned experience, my own business experience, business skills and expertise, and to pick out the good things. Because so often what will happen is people say, oh, it's been terrible, I've not done anything. And I'm like, well, okay, walk me through your week. Oh, well, this on Monday and this and that. And it's like, okay, so you've listed at least 5 things there that are progress or excellent. Yeah, I suppose so. Okay, should we talk more about those? And it's, you know, it's a way of kind of shifting your mindset, right, in the simplest terms, because we get very pulled down by the negatives, right? It's easy for us to believe the negative narrative, way easier for us to think that we're rubbish than think that we're brilliant, way, way easier, right? And so my job is to kind of reframe that, and not in a horrible, yay, everything's amazing, toxic positivity way, but in a, actually, let's just take that week as a snapshot, look at the good things that have happened. Why were the negative things so negative? What can we learn from those? And what can we do more of the positive things that you didn't even remember had happened next week so that we build on that as positive habits? And it's kind of, you know, I say it's as straightforward as that, but I know it's incredibly, incredibly complicated, and it's years of experience and working with like 6,500 people that's got me to the stage to be able to do this. But it is part of my sustainable success structure. This belief, I have an inherent belief that people can do amazing things. And amazing doesn't mean massive or shiny or shouty or anything like that. Amazing means a quiet inner confidence that just makes the world a better place in a little way. But if everybody makes the world a better place in a little way, oh my God, the net effect of that is phenomenal. Yeah? Woo! So that's why I wanted to share with you today how you can build a business that you love without the hustle, because I have not mentioned working more at all in there whatsoever. And the way that how that you can build a business you love using my sustainable success structure. Kind of, it makes sense. Foundations need to be solid before you can build any walls on them, you know, build anything on them. And then in the structure, if we have a roof, oh, that's the last thing. That's the last thing we come to. And that's your marketing and that's your messaging. And all of that's dead easy once you've done the rest of the work, right? There's nothing to, it's not even an issue. Nothing to think about. You just go out and you talk with passion about what you do. And it's as simple as that. So over the next few weeks, I'm sharing these key building blocks for creating a business that you truly love. So I would hope that you're going to learn a lot from this, and it's really going to be something that you're going to want to maybe even listen again to, but also share with other people, because this is a movement, right? And this is the way that we can change the world. And I'm just absolutely, chuffed to be part of it and to be heading things up. It's fantastic. So next week, I'm going to look at how your numbers can reveal what's really happening in your business. It's not a maths lesson. Don't worry. I can't do mental arithmetic. I think I, as well as my autism and ADHD, I think I have, what do you call it? Where you can't see numbers in your head. I don't know. Anyway, that. So I'm not going to be talking about maths like that, but I am going to be helping you to understand the numbers in your business. So I hope you were able to listen next week. And thank you for joining me again today. Don't forget to share where you're listening to this and what you've learned from it today, and spread the word a bit about this Life in Business podcast. I'm at Libby Langley. Tag me wherever you share. Lots of love. I'll see you next week. Thank you for listening to Life in Business. Please make sure that you subscribe or follow so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you enjoyed today's show, please leave a review, as it helps others to find the podcast and spread the word that there's an easier way to do business. If you want to chat with me about today's episode or suggest a topic for the future, I would love to hear from you. You can find me on Instagram @LibbyLangley. See you next week.